Hello there, and welcome to part two of Chatterbox. I'm John Francis, and today I'm joined by Elaine Smith. We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Hello, everyone. First, we have some news stories with a festive theme. A house's Christmas lights display of 25,000 bulbs will once again be lighting up a Norfolk village this festive season. The American-style display, called Groove Lights, is set to kick off in Grove Way, Newton Flotman, which will be running every night until New Year's Day. Hayden Moon, 51, has hosted the light show for the past 3 years and has been growing the display every year, to now having 25,000 bulbs. This year will be slightly different, with each hour show consisting of Christmas classics and pop hits, synchronised to songs, including Aqua's Barbie Girl, as well as favourites from Mona and Frozen. Mr. Moon, who was a children's entertainer for 13 years, said, "It's all about doing something nice for the community. I know times are still hard for a lot of families, so being able to provide something for free is really great."
Christmas tree growers in Norfolk are seeing record sales as more customers make the switch from artificial to real. Growers say demand has increased every year since COVID, with concerns over the price and environmental impact of artificial trees giving their business a boost. Vincent Thurkettle, head grower at Manor Farm near Thetford, sold 20% of his trees by last week of November, making it one of the most successful starts to the season in more than 50 years. And with the price of artificial trees going up year on year, he said local growers like himself had been able to keep prices unchanged. He said Christmas tree growers aren't as vulnerable to fluctuations in the economy. Our trees are growing for 10, sometimes 20 years, and during that time they're just sitting in the field. We're not shipping things in from abroad, so we're not affected by currency fluctuations like companies that rely on importing goods are.
The University of East Anglia's student radio station has released its most ambitious Christmas single in a long time. Livewire 1350 has been running from the Norwich campus since 1990 and releases a charity song each year. Regardless of talent, members are asked to contribute their voices to a festive hit to raise money for a good cause. This year's song is called Spread the Joy, and all proceeds will be donated to Nourishing Norfolk. It was written in collaboration with Higher Common Room Records, UEA's Music Production Society, and put together by local singer-songwriter Nick Richard and his producer Andre Weber. George Cook, Livewire's station manager, said, "This year's Christmas project is our most ambitious in a long time. We're honoured to be supporting Norfolk Community Foundation this year, with the cost of living crisis making winter more and more difficult for families. We hope that the work we're doing can go a small way towards spreading some festive joy, supporting our local community." Billy Lawler, the Nourishing Norfolk Network coordinator, said, "With the network supporting over 8,000 families, 24,000 people currently, we know many of them will struggle with Christmas festivities. Donations of any kind go such a long way to helping those families to make a Christmas to remember. And we all need those happy moments, don't we?" The song is currently available on YouTube and SoundCloud.
two reindeer who caused chaos on the A11 after making a dash from a Christmas grotto on a nearby country estate have been found after almost 24 hours on the run. The animals, named Blitzen and Blue, had leapt to freedom from a pen at the Elverdon estate and headed into the surrounding countryside. Shortly after their escape, at about 3 p.m. on Sunday, they were seen by motorists on the nearby A11, and after a search, they were found yesterday.
A Norfolk Christmas show has been named as one of 12 must-see Christmas attractions in the UK by Time Out magazine. The Hippodrome Christmas show in Great Yarmouth is the only East of England attraction to make it on the list for its upcoming Christmas spectacular and water show. The show includes more than 60 circus performers and tells the story of Santa's elves trying to raise money for the biggest Christmas party ever in Great Yarmouth. It will also feature the Wheel of Death with aerial acrobatics, pole diving, magic tricks, and a Diablo act. Owner Peter Jay said, "We were all knocked out to be featured in Time Out as a must-see UK Christmas attraction. Our show has been going from strength to strength and is unique in Europe with the incredible 1903 Water Spectacular and full of sensational international circus artists with fantastic comedy from local legends Ben Langley and Jack Jay. The show is kicking off from Saturday, December the 9th, to Sunday, January the 7th, with tickets ranging from £14 to £29.
Facebook Marketplace is full of great deals and rare finds, but sometimes you can come across more peculiar items. The social media giant introduced Marketplace in 2016 for users to buy and sell their new and used products, and it has a very active following in Norwich and the surrounding area. So here's just seven of the wonderfully weird items for sale in the county right now. And beginning with a Victorian brass cannon, starting with a bang. A vintage brass Victorian cannon is being sold near Helston. The antique is in used or good condition and selling for £60. It could make for an explosive present. Ugh. Chest of guitars. A chest of drawers from IKEA has been modified to store three bass guitars, and it could be yours for £200. The unit comes with three foam inlays, and it can be collected from NR13, which is near Acle. Pokemon cards worth £4,750. One seller in Norwich is parting with two Pokemon cards worth almost £5,000. The super rare cards show Pikachu wearing ponchos that look like Gyarados and Magikarp, and the cards are written in Japanese. Double-decker bus telephone. Beep, beep. A vintage novelty telephone in the shape of a Routemaster bus is being sold for £50 in Heatherset. The owner has never actually used the phone, so it's in good condition for any fan of London Transport memorabilia. A 1952 British Army helmet. For just £10, this MK4 helmet shell could be perfect for any history buff in Norfolk. The helmet has no lining or straps and is in used or fair condition in Mile Cross, Norwich. 9-bar auto harp. An unusual musical instrument is for sale just outside Norwich, which was popular in the folk and country scene of the 1950s and 60s. An auto harp 9-bar in good condition is up for £50. It comes with a tuning key and, thankfully, instructions on how to actually play the strange gizmo. And finally, a unicycle. You fancy a career in the circus? Well, a unicycle is being sold from the Wroxham area. The one-wheeled bike is in good condition, has an adjustable seat, and could be yours for £50.